The Ohio River Basin is vast. It includes parts of 15 states and is home to 25 million people. But unlike many other regions, like the Great Lakes or the Chesapeake Bay, the Ohio River has no basin-wide plan or strategy to protect and develop its resources. The Ohio River Basin Alliance, known as ORBA, is in the process of changing that. The group, along with agencies, universities, and economic development and environmental organizations, created a 5-year plan for the basin. It encompasses everything from barge traffic and clean water to river recreation. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant spoke with Harry Stone, a retired ecologist with a nearly 40-year career in business and project management. He's currently vice chair of the Ohio River Basin Alliance Steering Committee.
What is the Ohio River Basin Alliance?
It actually came about because the Army Corps of Engineers, the US EPA, and ORSANCO felt that there was a need for an organization that could develop collaboration in the basin for the Ohio River Basin that would allow it to speak with a unified voice that was lacking.
In the Ohio River region, there is already ORSANCO, this organization that came about as a multi-state agreement many decades ago that monitors water quality in the river. They had some basin-wide regulations that each state was sort of agreeing to, and then earlier this year, the board there voted to make those voluntary. Does ORBA stepping in any way in place of those pollution control standards that ORSANCO has recently dropped?
That's a great question. And the truth is that ORBA is completely non-regulatory. We are not about standards. What we're trying to do is look for the places where there's unity, where we in the Ohio River Basin agree that there's a need. And it's really about identifying those priorities and making sure we give it those priorities the attention they need and the funding they need.
So over the past year, ORBA has been creating a plan. There are a number of general ideals, values, and goals, and some more specific strategies for getting to those. What would you say is the major goal for the next 5 years?
Let me just clarify that for the last 10 years, ORBA, have been having collaborative meetings, summits on an annual basis throughout the basin to identify priorities. And within the last year, we were able to reach an agreement where ORSANCO and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, with funding, $150,000 from the state of Kentucky, were able to do a planning process for the basin. And so to be very clear, this is not ORBA's plan, nor is it ORSANCO's plan, nor is it the Corps of Engineers' plan. Rather, this was a funding opportunity that would allow us to find out from the myriad organizations in the basin what are the top priorities and what are the things we need to be pursuing that could help address key issues within the basin.
According to the plan, there are 15 states that are involved in the Ohio River Basin. And this is such a huge area. Why have one plan for the whole area? Why not kind of separate this into smaller regions and let each take care of its own?
Watersheds don't care about states or artificial regional boundaries or that kind of thing. Water within a watershed all flow down into the rivers of that watershed. And eventually, in our watershed, whether it's the Tennessee River or the Cumberland River, they all flow into the Ohio River, which then flows into the Mississippi River. So if you're trying to take care of things where you have this natural interconnectivity, the way to do it is to look at it holistically. So for example, if you go addressing flood risk concerns up in Pittsburgh, you may in fact create an increased problem downstream. Or if there are water quality issues that are up in Pittsburgh, those then flow downstream to become drinking water issues in Cincinnati or in Louisville.
And on the Ohio River, there are so many different interests. You've got industry, you've got outdoor recreation, you've got drinking water supply. So how does the plan address these varying issues?
Our first goal is to be the nation's most valuable river transportation and commerce corridor. So that directly addresses the barge industry. It directly addresses the desire to increase commerce along the river. Another of our goals is to have world-class nature-based recreation opportunities. And this is looking at increasing water trails and land trails, but it's also looking at working with the communities along the river and the businesses along the river to create the amenities that would be used by people who are canoeing and hiking. Those types of things are directly related to commerce and to increasing jobs and to the economy.
So when you talk in the plan about a goal, I think, of healthy and productive ecosystems, how do you address that? You know, how do you see that moving forward, strategically in this plan?
Well, the healthy, productive ecosystems is actually one of the key areas that was identified back in 2009 at the initial summit, when they said, we have got to have a unified voice for this basin because we're getting left out of stuff at a national level. And so, for example, at that time, the Great Lakes watershed just north of us had received more than $400 million for an ecological restoration program. And they have continued to get money on that magnitude in the decades since. Similarly, to our east, the Chesapeake Bay watershed gets substantial funding directed at ecosystem restoration as part of federal geographic ecological restoration programs. We were getting nothing. We still get nothing in those geographic programs. And we are a large, important, biologically diverse ecosystem. And so a key initiative within the healthy, productive ecosystems is to identify the needs of this basin, many of which are just like the Great Lakes in terms of invasive species and many other things. Identify what those are and pull together a collaboration to work toward a restoration program for this very diverse, very important part of the nation's water-based ecosystems.
That was Harry Stone, Vice Chair of the Ohio River Basin Alliance Steering Committee, speaking with the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. The plan they discussed will go to the U.S. Army Corps and other agencies for endorsement. It's open for public comment until May 15th. You can find more at our website, alleghenyfront.org.